Despite the failed attempts at setting up humanitarian corridors for civilians, many have managed to leave. More than 2.5 million Ukrainians have fled since Russia invaded their country. Most have entered Poland, where locals have opened up their homes. Polish authorities are now converting sports arenas into shelters to house even more refugees. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Poland, just about an hour's drive from the Ukrainian border.
Hello, I'm Sabina.
Hi, Sabina.
This is my husband, Tom.
Hello, Tom. Hi.
Sabina Stankowska-Kabueska stands outside the humble stone house where her late grandmother once lived and points to a patched-up window.
Really, really old house, as you can see. And nobody was living here 5 or 6 years.
That is, until she saw a Facebook post a couple of weeks ago. It was from a Polish businesswoman trying to help evacuate her Ukrainian employees from their besieged country.
So I called her. She was crying, and she told me that she asked them, "Do you need help?" And every of them, "Take our wives, take our mothers, help us."
Stankowska-Kabueska immediately offered the old stone house as a refuge. Dozens of friends helped her and her husband clean and paint it.
Okay.
Now 9 Ukrainian women and 13 children live there. Stankowska-Kabueska and her family often share meals with them.
My son, and he got a lot of friends. There's Eva, Sofia, Oleszek, and Maciej.
The mothers and children are from Lviv, a western Ukrainian city very close to the Polish border. Their husbands have all stayed behind to help defend their country. Oksana Horish introduces me to her 3 children.
And what are their names?
Sofia, Vlad, and Victoria.
Horish sits on the couch with her new Polish friend and imagines a future reunion in Lviv.
I call Sabina to go to my home and have with me a cake and coffee.
It's my friend. Now it's my friend. She helped us in difficult time for us.
In a nearby town, we meet another Ukrainian family, Olena Kudlach and her 2 young children, who are also rooming with a Polish host.
Так помагали, так годували, дітям все помагали.
Kudlach says even the Polish border police were nice to her family. They carried her luggage and wrapped her children in blankets. Ella Zamorska, a cheerful Polish teacher, was waiting at a shelter near the border to take the family to her apartment.
I first saw Olena's little daughter all dressed in pink, looking so sweet, and it was love at first sight. You just saw that they were very good people who had to be helped at all costs.
The Polish response to Ukrainian refugees has largely been a grassroots effort, with assistance from local authorities. And that generosity has been lauded by the U.S. and the European Union, which are promising billions of dollars in aid. But on another swath of the Polish border, the one with Belarus, it's a very different story.
It's absolutely night and day. I cannot even use a stronger metaphor to describe it.
Monika Matus works for a Polish humanitarian group that helps refugees. And she says Polish border guards on the Belarus border have abused asylum seekers fleeing other conflicts.
People crossing from Belarus have been on the road for many years, trying to reach European Union from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from Iran, from Yemen. And yet still in Poland, they are pushed back to Belarus. They are threatened. There is no hiding that.
She's troubled by what she sees as a double standard, that Poland does not want refugees who are not European. But she's trying to appreciate Poland's generosity toward Ukrainians, as long as it lasts.
It's also a question of like how many people can we welcome with the open arms. The Polish government doesn't have really a long-term plan for all of these people.
Back in the town of Rzeszów, Sabina Stankowska-Kabueska is sharing a freshly baked cake with her Ukrainian guests. But she also worries that she cannot afford to house them long term.
I don't need now money, but we're going to see in 1 month what's going to be with the bills.
She's hoping the Polish government will help. If not, she says, she will find a way to raise the money herself. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Rzeszów, Poland.